On the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Worldwide online at RadioGolfClub.com. Welcome wherever you are. It's a good day from Hawaii. We'll have a little bit of rain, but the trade wind weather is staying with us. Sun is in the forecast. The wind, about 15 miles per hour out of the northeast, and it's great to have you in the clubhouse. It was built by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, you name it. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, yes, Alakai Mechanical. By the way, they're celebrating their 37th birthday, and guess what they're doing? Instead of us giving them presents, they're giving us presents. It's a Nike golf ball giveaway. The 18th caller is winning this morning. When I say to call, you'll be the winner if you're the 18th caller. Let me give you the number, just so you have it. Don't call now. 808-296-5467. That's from Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains. It is gorgeous. 30 acres of tropical plants and ancient places of worship. Makes you feel very solemn. Golf courses bring that out. It's wonderful. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore. Gem, take the family. Go have some fun. They've got a great rate for kama'aina and for visitors alike. Specials at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment for your home, for your business. If you have a special event you've got planned, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, for instance, that's a whole different ballgame I need to get to later. Get the star team on your property. Star Protection, what you need here in Hawaii and California. Property threat and risk assessment. Star Protection. We're starting off this morning in the clubhouse with the president of About Golf, Chuck Faust. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Danielle.
It's good to have you. I love About Golf. You guys are innovative. Bill Bales has been on the show a number of times. We've talked about all the things that he did when he started creating the simulators. And I was running a golf indoor facility, and we had simulators in the 90s. But your company has taken golf simulators, and I don't like this. I think it's such a cliche, but to a whole new level. In your case, it's absolutely with computers and what you can do with golf. It's amazing. Tell us about some of the advances you've made.
Well, yeah. First of all, Bill Bales certainly is the founder of About Golf, and he's quite a visionary. And his vision was to create a company that is a technology company, but applied and focuses its efforts on expanding in the game of golf, so enabling people to really advance and to learn and to improve, whether they're a beginner or they're professional, using technology. And so our whole business is really focused on that and applying it in a simulator, but now more recently in a series of performance tools, including things like balance plates and video swing capture, all integrated so that you can have a single set of tools that allows teachers and fitters to operate indoors and in the very near future, outdoors as well.
In the near future, outdoors. Now, I have to ask you to continue along that vein and tell us what's coming up. In, most people think of simulators as being something you have to have indoors, and it works so well in Korea, and you've got an expanding market in China. It's huge. Mm-hmm. How are you going to take it outdoors?
Well, we have a new product that we're going to kick off here just a little bit later, about a month from now, and that product is a device that allows us to portably carry a three-track. We track the ball using very high-speed cameras, and with those cameras, we can measure the spin, we can measure the launch angles, the speed information about the golf ball, but also the golf club, and we can do things like give face angle and angle of attack, speed of the club, horizontal position on face, so all sorts of information about the club and the ball as it contacts. And then from that as well, use it to that device to drive other aspects that can tie into whether you're practicing and you want to fit with golf clubs or teach lessons using this device, or even tying it into entertainment aspects on the driving range. So there's a lot of possibilities going forward starting around the 1st of September this year. And we're very excited about it. It's a device that sits on the turf and looks at the ball from about 18 inches away and allows you to move it around, operate on battery, and allows you to communicate wirelessly to a laptop device, those types of things. So very portable, very easy to operate, and very effective for PGA pros and golf club fitters.
So you could put this in front of the ball? You could put it on the side?
Actually it would be sitting to the side.
Yes.
To the side so that you tee up and you're standing on one side of the ball and this device would be on the other side, pointed towards the golfer but at the golf ball.
Yeah.
And if you're left-handed, what happens is the device just flips top to bottom and now it points the other direction and you set it on the other side for a left-handed golfer.
Is this AG Mobile?
Yeah, that's the AG Mobile. And we're very excited about launching that device here in the very near future.
What is AG Balance?
AG Balance is a two-piece balance plate that integrates. So what we're working with the European Tour on right now is a whole suite of tools that will start with the AG Mobile and also include the AG Balance, which, as I said, is a two-piece balance plate. We have a installed version that you would put underneath the turf, but we also have a portable version that you can take outdoors and fold in half and carry on a plane or other ways to carry it around. Now, these devices will allow you to understand the weight shift from left to right or right to left, depending on your right-hand or left-handed golfer, and from your toes and your heels. So you can understand very, very clearly as you hit the ball what is happening with the weight shift from, typically on a right-handed golfer, you'd want the weight to shift through the swing from the right heel to the left toe. And so you can measure that, you can see the timing of it, and it's very, very effective when it's coupled with the video. We have the AG Flix, we call it AG Flix. It's a video swing capture all integrated together with the three-track device like the AG Mobile, which would allow you to see the video and how your weight is positioned from on your left or right side or from your heels to your toes throughout the swing. And so what we end up with is very, very effective teaching tool that allows a teacher to really point out flaws in the swing for a golfer. So we're very excited about offering this in this whole package going forward.
Yeah, when is it going to be launched? When will it be available to someone?
The AG Flix, AG Mobile is available right now starting August 1st, which is very quickly here. We will, and you're getting advanced notice of this, but we're just about to announce our relationship with the European Tour, so I'm giving you a first. Nobody else has heard this, but they're involved with us on this performance suite of tools, and we've been involved with a program in the UK and throughout the European environment. We're actually this coming week at Saint Omer in France, and then what we're doing in these environments is showing this technology and also being a part of a project that's in partnership with European Tour Performance Institutes and the Tour Fit for Golf organization. And along with About Golf, these three organizations are partnering together to show how to approach the advancing the game in a holistic manner, that is using the flexibility, conditioning, physiological evaluation to get golfers prepared physically to improve their game, and then using the tools that I was just describing to analyze the game, and then using the methodologies of the European Tour Performance Institute and their teaching methods and their very advanced knowledge that has been developed in working with the European Tour, European Ryder Cup team, to bring forward the instruction and corrective actions that allow golfers then in a holistic manner to improve.
That's
so we're
wonderful.
Excited about that project.
Yes, and this is part of the, with the tutorial videos that could feature Martin Kaymer, Lee Westwood, Alvaro Quiroz.
Sure. Yeah. So the idea is, some years ago, the European Tour decided to get involved with helping their players be more physically fit, be more prepared, be more flexible, and analyze their biomechanical aspects of their games, and then bring forward instructions and improvement methodology. That knowledge is now being applied by the European Tour and their partner, the Tour Fit for Golf guys, and we've joined that partnership to add the technology aspects of how to provide the fundamental knowledge from technology that allows this instruction to take place and very clear ways in which to measure performance improvement over time.
That's exciting, very exciting. And the European Tour, we have all these trailers on the PGA Tour, where the fitness trailers and what have you. Has the European Tour always had that same level of, in the last 10 years at least, that sort of fitness consciousness, or is this just beginning there?
I think that they have certainly grown over the last several years. So they have this, they call it the ETPI, the Performance Institute, and they have actual physios or doctors that are employed by the tour and work with not only the tour players, but their family members.
Wow.
And now, because it's been so effective for them, and they've actually, received some great accolades from players and from others, they've decided to now try to move this more to the general public and, take what they call a holistic approach to the game. So it's very interesting, and it's certainly one where they hope to really expand the game of golf by getting people more involved in that approach.
And now, you're very popular in Korea. I know about golf simulators are very popular in Korea. I imagine that they're embracing this type of technology. And then tell us a little bit how you're forging ahead in China.
Well, we have a new partner in China called Direct Link Golf, which is one of the largest distributors of golf products in the country. And we just engaged in the past year with them to dramatically increase our visibility. So Direct Link Golf has now opened 4 different centers around China, including in Beijing and Shanghai and Guangzhou. And there's also a location in Hong Kong. And they're adding more places to demonstrate the technology and offer the technology and service the technology. So we're very excited about having many different physical locations where people can see and experience it. I think, you mentioned that you were in the indoor golf center business in the past, and I'm sure you know from experience that unless people can really see it and experience it, they can't fully comprehend what we talk about here on the radio.
So, no, you're right. Yes.
So, from our perspective at About Golf, we believe that we have the best technology, the best way to use and technology to help people improve and get really measurable results. And what we have to do in order to really get people motivated is to put it in places where they can see it more easily, and that's what we want to do in places like China. Certainly, we're in operation all over the world, including Japan and Korea, but also now with growing frequency throughout the nation of China.
Absolutely fabulous. The innovative mindset is wonderful, and I can see that what you've done in creating this group of people, the Board of Innovation, an all-star cast, and just Tom Bosio is part of it, Karen Palacios-Jensen, who's been on the show before, she's part of it, Sandra Palmer, Renee Powell, the list is long, Ben Witter, wonderful minds coming together on all different levels to give you input, and it's just wonderful what you're doing. I'm thrilled to have you on the show, and I really thank you for your time.
Yes, well, I'm happy to do so, and we're just we're also thrilled to be able to use forums like yours to get the word out and make people aware of the fact that the technology can be used now increasingly in environments so that people really can get the kind of improvement that they're looking for. There's a lot of devices out there that provide data. Now we need to know what to do with that data so it becomes actual working instructions where people can really set together a curriculum or a set of steps that allow them to improve. So that's
to improve, exactly. Now, and physically, the holistic approach is, I'm repeating myself, the whole holistic approach is perfect. And then to include the families of the European tour players, that's just fabulous. So AG Mobile, AG Balance, the newest technology, you are a PGA Tour, the PGA Tour simulator, am I not?
That's correct. That's
right?
Correct.
Yes, that's you'll have to be on the show again.
All right, thanks very much, Danielle. I appreciate joining you today, and I wish a great day to all your listeners.
Thank you very much. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this. Joining us from the Golf Channel, Frank Nobilo. My name is Danielle Sucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Yes, what we think we can do. By the way, Luke Donald uses that About Golf simulator. He has enough money to have one in his own home. It's nice, isn't it? Yes, he bought it in 2009. I'm sure it's been updated. Let's into the clubhouse. This gentleman that you've seen on television, you've heard him speaking so many times, Frank Nobilo, welcome to the show.
Aloha, Danielle. You're obviously got weather like us at the moment here in Florida.
So. Well, in the 80s, the trades are 15 to 25 miles an hour. We'll have occasional showers coming across just to cool us off. It's a lovely day in Hawaii day. Yes, you're a Kiwi.
I am indeed. So you're actually closer to my home than what I am right now.
Yeah,
I feel very jealous.
Yes, and I was reading, I didn't realize that your great-grandfather was a pirate.
It goes back a couple of hundred years, yeah. I don't want to date myself too much yet, but it's, I think, pirate's a pretty loose term, but, they had to sort of move around a little bit, but they sort of raped and pillaged their way across the Adriatic, and they went from Italy to Yugoslavia, and then they tried to duck both wars in the, both First and Second World War, and that's how they eventually finished up in New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand, what a great place. My father wanted to go there. He was from England, he came to the States, and he wanted to retire. He said, I can do it because I'm an Englishman. They'll let me in. But they don't let a lot of people in.
Yeah, it's actually hard to get in. I think they're trying to change some of the laws because of that. But I know when I was a kid growing up, you didn't used to get a direct flight from Auckland to L.A. So a lot of flights would stop in Hawaii or Fiji on the way over. So that was always there's a great affinity between the Friendly Islands and New Zealand.
Oh, absolutely. And we have absolute respect for the Maori because they were the only ones that didn't succumb to the white man.
Well, it's meant to be the same people. We had this, as a kid growing up, it's meant to be this mythical race called that came from Hawaiki. They were the boats, supposedly, and they dispersed all through the Pacific Islands. as the legend goes.
That's right. Absolutely right. You know, I feel like I'm talking to a cultural person from Hawaii. You probably know about it. Okay, now I got to ask you, since, you know, Steve Williams comes from New Zealand, what are your thoughts on the firing of Steve by Tiger Woods?
Danielle, you know, I've had obviously a few days to digest it.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor had been going on for a couple of weeks, obviously, since the AT&T, that was one of those ones where, at the moment, if you're not in Tiger's camp, you're out of it. And it is big news in New Zealand. I was rung up for various media outlets in New Zealand for my comments on that. But in the end, the one thing about catting is that you know that you're only ever a day away from being fired. That being said, the way it went down, I think, is pretty poor because you know, he hasn't been playing much for the last 2 years, and I think, you know, Steve just didn't want to twiddle his thumbs. He did ask before he caddied for Adam at the U.S. Open. Supposedly that was sort of granted begrudgingly, but it was asked. And then I think all of a sudden Tiger had a change of mind. And it's like, well, if you're not 100% behind me, and I still believe Steve Williams was, then you're out. But that seems to be his modus operandi at the moment. Tiger Woods very, very, very lost, I think, in his golfing world.
I think so. I looked in his eyes in some photographs, and there's something scared. There's something not complete. It's not the Tiger, of course not, but it's not. There's something missing. You know, I don't know what it is, and I'm sure he doesn't know himself. He's got a lot of levels of searching to go through. I have to ask you this, though. When did Steve Williams say that he lost his respect for Tiger Woods? Was it?
That was meant to be after the scandal was announced, just over 18 months ago. I think, you know, obviously I'm in the industry as you are, and you look at it differently. You can take people's quotes literally, or we all say certain things. You know, respect can mean it can be used on a lot of different levels.
Yes.
But I know that Steve's wife, his wife, was very concerned, obviously, when the scandal went down, because obviously you're going to assume that your husband's, you know, at this guy's side for, you know, 5-6 days a week, then he's probably implicated as well. So Steve had to fend off a lot of people that basically said he was guilty by association, as a lot of the Tiger Woods camp did. So it was a tough time for Steve Williams.
Yeah, and the one thing is, I can totally understand why Steve is saying, you know, I feel like I've wasted 2 years of my life, and very important years for a man in this age group. You know, it's like this is the time to really dig in, to save. Would he have given $1 million to charity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? At the same time, if I'm Tiger Woods and I'm just doing this because, of course, I don't approve of what he did. You know, I don't want to be some Tiger Woods defender. But if someone were to say to me, I lost respect, you're going to have to earn it back, and they were on the bag with me, and there's always a doubt hanging there. It's like, am I earning the respect back yet? Do you respect me yet? And that's all, you know, I can see where he didn't do it right, and he doesn't have any social skills. And somehow somebody forgot to teach him things, and I blame that squarely on his father. I'm sorry he's not here for me to say that to him, but there are things about Tiger Woods that are just unfathomable, the way he behaves. I am totally angry at him for announcing this firing right as the Evian Masters and the LPGA are announcing the fact that they're going to join up and create a fifth major, the Evian, which is fabulous. It takes everything away from the RBC Canadian Open. They need as much as they can possibly get, and here we've got a great event going on in Europe. and Michelle Wee, she's using the belly putter. And what do we talk about this week? We talk about Tiger Woods firing Steve and Michelle Wee using a belly putter.
Yeah, but I think, Danielle, that's always been the disconnect that's been apparent over the last 4 or 5 years between Tiger Woods and the sport itself or the people that follow the sport. I go back to the match play a couple of years ago when he announced on, it was the Friday of the match play, the match play in Tucson. And the players, you know, 64 best players in the world, they were absolutely livid that that announcement was chosen that week to basically his public statement at Pontevedra, which, you know, was just read off a prepared statement. So there's a time. I remember two Tiger Woods. I remember the one that when I was still playing, there was actually a good guy. And I, for whatever reason, whether it's the sport itself, a lot of money, hanging around with people like Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, stars of other sports, where maybe he's suffocated by his own fame, where he has changed. He's not the guy that I remember in the sort of the late 90s, early 2000s. And I've sort of pondered on why and what changes someone. And it's a shame. I went to a concert last night. The 16 of us went in the bus, and it was, I hate to admit, New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys. It's not really sort of my genre, but it was great.
Uh-huh.
And one of the neatest things about the concert was that both bands actually ran through the fans. They went all the way up, and in one of the songs, they took pictures while they were singing. Obviously, the luxury of having nine people on the stage. I've never seen that in a rock concert, or should I say, a concert.
And right.
Because these groups are 18 to 20 years of age, or sorry, they've been playing music now for nearly 20 years. They realize, and they even spoke about it, the fans are important. And I think somewhere along the line, that last sort of 5 to 6 years with Tiger Woods, he's lost sort of contact with the fan, the average guy that really loved to root for him, and still does, the Tiger fanatic. And I think somehow if he could get that back, and that would actually help heal his life and get back. So I know that's not really Steve Williams saying he's lost respect, but, as you know, Steve can be guilty of being way too candid as well. I think they're both, you know, there's the black and the white, but often we live in the gray. So I don't think either one's totally right and either one's totally wrong. But I just wish that somehow Tiger could take a couple of steps backwards and see a bigger picture somehow of exactly what has transpired.
Me too. And I see him on Faraday, and he's at an event, and he's talking with a man who's lost his leg, and he actually seems like a real nice person, sort of. I don't know if it's for the cameras, or because that's really Tiger that we don't get to see. And that's the disconnect that I have. I don't understand who he is, what he's doing. And frankly, I was kind of enjoying the fact that he wasn't a part of the golf talk for at least a month or so. It was, Tiger, go away, Tiger. Go do what you got to do and come back when you're ready. But just leave us alone so we can... we can progress as look what's happening with the ratings, though. What do you think of the ratings at the British Open? The Open.
Yeah, I enjoyed the event. I was there. It's weird, the three majors this year, I don't just look at it just as the Open Championship. They've been so diverse, of course, itself. It needed wind. Obviously, it didn't need the rain as well, but it needed a good 20, 25 miles an hour of wind. That's why it was such a great challenge. That being said, you know, it was such an unpredictable event. I thought at the start of the week it was going to require, you know, someone obviously that was extremely strong-minded. But I think the way it turned out, it just turned out to be a fairy tale. And now you look at, over the course of a little over a year, you've got three Irishmen from Northern Ireland, which only has, I think, just under 2 million people. You know, have won three major championships, but they're all a different generation. You know, McDowell's, you know, early 30s, obviously early 40s for Darren, and then Rory, you know, has just tipped into his 20s. So there's no correlation between the three winners really either, except they come from the same place.
Well, that's
crazy.
That's beautiful, actually. What do you think of the health of golf?
I still think we're in an awkward situation. Obviously, all professional sports are tied into the economy. I like the freshness of the game. I still think we're dominated by technology that is driving people away. We know that things become more expensive every year. You can speak for that from Hawaii, the cost of real estate. So when you tack on another sort of 400 or 500 yards to a golf course to make it supposedly fit for a championship, that's a lot of real estate. That's a lot of cost. It's a lot more pesticides. There's a lot of things that go into it. I still think golf is one of the best bat and ball games. And if you look at another bat and ball game like baseball, you don't have to keep changing the baseball bat. People just want to go around, give them a golf ball, give them some clubs and a golf course. They'll actually have a lot of fun. But because it's a bit like tennis a few years ago when they invented the big tennis racket, it was designed for the average Joe Blow like yourself and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But what happened is the pros, the ones that are best at it, realized that they could get a huge benefit out of this big tennis racket. And it became like a large version of table tennis. It was amazing, or ping pong. And I think golf's gone that way, where I remember when I played in pro-ams 20-plus years ago, you'd be longer than an amateur player, but you wouldn't be 50, 60, 70 yards longer. Now with the new equipment, you know, the average touring pro can get really dialed in, and that's half of it, the club fitting itself. And they get a disproportionate increase with technology than what the average amateur does. And I think that's one of the problems with the game right now.
And, well, it's one of the reasons why play it forward, you know, or tee it forward is such a good idea, you know. To get people to just don't bother with the tees. They don't make any sense for your game. Just tee it forward, for heaven's sake, and have fun.
Yeah, but I still think that's a Band-Aid. I like the concept, but look at the course. That's the thing. Everybody says we'll go back and play 6,600 yards. Well, why? Why did we veer from that in the first place? It's not hard to figure out why.
Because of the technology.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about Michelle using a belly putter? What do you think?
I feel sorry for her. I remember I newly joined the Golf Channel sort of 8 years ago when she was coming into prominence, and you know, so I followed her career as an amateur. And it looked like she was a can't miss, but having played the sport, there's no such thing as a can't miss, because there's always a pitfall waiting. So since she's turned pro, we just talked about Tiger Woods being lost. You've got another girl that's lost. I think it's good in some respects. She's gone to Stanford and tried to get an education, but it's disappointing to see someone with that amount of talent not somehow get the just rewards for it. I mean, she has a rare gift, and you know, I was critical of her dad at one stage. Probably, you know, doesn't exactly endear me to her family, but, you know, you just don't see talent that often come along. And I'm just, it's probably one of the biggest disappointments of the last decade. I thought she could have been a world beater. I didn't jump to the conclusions like a lot of the people I work with. They were sort of predicting majors when she was still an amateur and whatever. And I just said, she's got to learn how to win. Doesn't even if it's the local club four ball or whatever. And she hadn't won enough, I think, prior to turning pro. You know, she was trying to play against the men and all that. And I think that, and the proof's in the pudding now, that put her backwards. And that's made her search for things I really don't think she needs to search for.
Yeah.
She can still really play the game, but it's got very technical now, and it seems to be trying to work her game out with set squares and measure this and measure that, when, you know, she just let her use the gifts that she has.
Just play.
Where that goes.
Just go play.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can, and we've seen it.
Shame. It's such a shame. Though.
Yeah. Well, the time with you has gone really fast, and I hope you'll consider coming back on the show and talking. Is there something that, you know, that you've been talking about that we didn't talk about on the show this morning that I would be remiss if I let you go?
No, Daniel, there's a zillion things on my mind. Half of them I can't remember, but no, it's fun. Hopefully I'll be back there at the start of next year. So just say hello to my friends there, okay?
I'll do that, and you'll be back on the show.
Cheers. Take care, Daniel.
Aloha.
Bye.
My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club. We'll be back right after this. Coming up is Joey Castillo. We're going to talk about ping man, ping putters, and ping drivers. Because, you know, we're doing a driver series. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Some local news. Michelle, we missed the cut at the Evian Masters, despite that close we saw it on television last night. A near eagle. She did close the round two with two birdies and finally got it going on Friday at the end of the round. And let's just hope she can carry that momentum into the Ricoh British Open that's coming up next. The belly putter definitely took center stage. Everybody asking the question about will it help, is it helping, and what's going on for Michelle. And Michelle came straight out and said, hey, I'm in school. And that's what comes first. I mean, you remember when she was a little kid. She was 10 years old, 11 years old, and I talked to her when she was at the Jenny K, and she beat everybody there, all the women. She should have played more of those events. She should have played junior golf, and we all, those who had the courage to say so, said so. She needed to compete against her peers. That was bottom line, because when she was competing against the men, they weren't competing against her like she would have been competing with people who wanted to beat her. You know how it is on the course. You might be friends when you're not playing, but you want to beat them. Okay, so Dean Wilson came within just strokes of victory a couple of years ago at the RBC Canadian, and this time he missed the cut. He had a great round, well, good round, the first round. Second round went south with two doubles and a triple bogey, unfortunately. Right now, you can tune into Golf Channel, and you can watch the Evian Masters. That's right. It's on right now, and that's very exciting. So you can do that. Kalani High School and senior at James Madison, Nicole Sakamoto. Congratulations, Nicole. Another win. She won the Hawaii State Women's Match Play event over Punahou High School grad Sid Okino, 2-1. And both of these ladies are in the field for the Hawaii State Women's Stroke Play Championship, where Sakamoto is the defending champion. In the lead at the Evian is Ai Miyazato, Ran Hong, Stacey Lewis, Angela Stanford, Mickey Saiki, I.K. Kim. She shot a 64 yesterday. Awesome. Maria Horst, Mika Miyazato, Shin Ai An, and Christy Kerr all at the top of the leaderboard. It's really tight. It's a great leaderboard. And before we get to Joey Castillo and Ping Golf, want to congratulate at Poipu Golf Course, the Aloha Section PGA Professional Championship was held Monday, Tuesday. 40 pros competed for one Sony Open exemption spot, and of course also to qualify for the three spots in the National Professional Championship. That'll be June 2012 at the Bayonet Black Horse in Seaside, California. Eric Dugas of Kukio Golf and Beach Club won. He is now exempt. Congratulations, Eric. Into the Sony, joining him at the National, Matt Pakala of Pukalani, and Kevin Hayashi of Hilo. Now, Hayashi has won that Sony Open exemption almost as long as I've been doing this show. So, it's like, what, Kevin? Maybe he'll get in some other way. I'm qualifying for the USGA Amateur Championship at Erin Hills Golf Course in Erin, Wisconsin. Donnie Hopoi from IAEA, Bradley Shikizawa is first alternate, and Sean Maikava is second. Boy, welcome to the show. Joey Castillo, it's good to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Danielle.
I'm having a bit of a difficult time hearing you. Are you on speaker?
No, I'm not, but I'll switch.
Okay, that would be good. Let me just mention...
Is that better?
Yes, that's much better, much better. On the PGA Tour, Adam Hadwin and Chris Blankenly Jensen, Paul Goidos, Chad Campbell, Michael Thompson, Andres Romero, Ricky Fowler, Carl Schwartzel, and Jeff Ogilvy are all at the top of the leaderboard now. That's at the Shaughnessy Golf and Country Club in Vancouver, British Columbia, where the RBC Canadian Open is being played right now. So, Joey, who's in your stable at Ping?
Oh, boy. Who the tour players?
Yeah.
I have so many of them. But Bubba Watson, Bubba Watson has been always my favorite.
Bubba Watson?
Sure.
I'm glad you mentioned Bubba's name. He's playing right now in Europe, where, of course, he got a bit of a bad rap when he was in France because he couldn't remember the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre and all those beautiful places. I don't know. He was probably just having a Bubba moment. But he is now second in Europe on the European Tour. And Alexander Noren is having some sort of amazing moment. He had a 67 course record, 66 course record, 63 course record. He's 11 strokes ahead of anybody. Bubba Watson said something on Twitter today that was just tremendous. He said, you know, I can't seem to keep my emotions in check. I just edited that completely. He said it longer. But that was the bottom line for him. You know, he says he can be playing good, and then all of a sudden everything goes south for him. And it's all in his head. This is how he put it. Still learning this tough game. Can't seem to let bad shots happen and go on to the next shot. I just pout like a little kid. I hope to learn, is what he said at the end of that. It's priceless. He comes up with some gems. And he plays Ping. Which Ping is he using? The G10?
He's using the G15 driver. And of course, not everybody knows, he's left-handed. And that's what's neat about Ping, is whenever they come out with new products, left-handed is always ready to roll. So he's got the G15 left-handed driver.
G15. My husband uses the G5.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the difference between the G15 and the G5.
The G5 is a more pear-shaped looking driver. Both of them are 460 cubic centimeters. The G15 is more oblong. It has a fairly large weight pad, low and centered of the driver. The Ping engineers somehow able to tweak, making the driver even bigger every year. But yet, because 460 cubic centimeters is the largest you can make a driver head, and somehow these engineers are able to make the driver head bigger every year, but still be within the laws and rules. And they did that with the G15 by just making the neck shorter.
It's tricky. It's what Frank Nobolo was talking about from Golf Channel, that so much of the equipment is so tweaked to the point where, you know, it's not real golf anymore. What's your thought on that? I know you're a Ping rep, or a golf course, you're equipment representative, but surely you guys talk about that sort of thing.
Sure. On the engineering side at Ping, they say it's very difficult every year or for Ping every 2 years to make a golf club that's so much better than the last one. And then on the golfing side, I hear that a lot, you know, the golf club is doing so much more than what it did 20, 25 years ago. I mean, there's sure a lot of that. But I think we've reached a point, you know, where you need both. you absolutely need both. Then you need to match it up to that player. Not necessarily the design of one club works perfectly for everyone. So you can go out there and get...
I agree with you. I don't think that every club works for everyone because we all have different strengths. The shaft is so important. The head is important. The grip is important. All of those things make the club. I think the grip is, you know, under-examined. But, you know, it's important. Everybody has different hands. So, by the way, if the club doesn't feel good in your hands, check out your grip. The reason I ask you the difference between the G15 and the G5, is the G5 something that more the recreational golfer would be using over something?
Oh, not at all. I think the both models are directed for that same golfer, a golfer who wants lots of distance and lots of forgiveness.
Okay. Now, I don't think Bubba Watson is needing forgiveness.
Well, going back to the G5, by the way, it's about, let's see, maybe 4 years behind the G15. In other words, it's older technology. The G15, we've made a G2 driver, which is our first 460-centimeter driver, then followed up with a G5, G10, and G15. Soon to be in August is a G20 driver. So Rick is probably actually about 7 years behind technology.
Rick, you're 7 years behind. It's time for you to get a new driver.
It's time to turn it in.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, and this is where I go crazy, okay?
Uh-huh.
The old guys, that's my dad, they've had their clubs, and they're happy with their clubs. You know, why do we have to get a new one?
I think a lot of people are all searching to hit the ball further, straighter, more often. And it depends how much you play. I think if you play quite often, which is 2-3 times a week, you're probably more in the circle of seeing some of the new equipment and have an opportunity to try another piece of equipment next to yours. And if you're trying a golf club that's and your golf club is 6-7 years behind technology, more than likely you're going to see a difference. So probably Rick's not giving himself an opportunity to maybe get out to the demo days.
And no, he's not.
Yeah.
I don't think he's giving himself an opportunity to play golf much. That's the other problem that a lot of people have, you know, is the time that it takes. Because you can buy the best club there is, the latest, greatest club, and still, if you can't go out and play, it's not going to do the work for you. You still have to put yourself behind and put that club in your hands, and you've got to put some time in to make it work. But I'm not here to drive you crazy, Joey.
Not at all.
Yes.
I mean,
You have a ladies-only driver called the Faith.
Yes. I really love selling the ladies' equipment. Even before Faith was a Rhapsody equipment. And what's neat about those two lines is Ping is one of very few companies that takes the ladies' line and 100% design it for the average female golfer who has a slower swing. Real guilty, for about 45 years of building golf clubs, we took a men's head and put a lady shaft in.
Mm-hmm.
Up until about 6-5 years ago, we said, hey, we have to recreate this. And the heads are all different than the ladies' heads are much different than the men's heads. And making the whole golf club 100% designed for the average female golfer. So we're proud of that. Because as far as dollar-wise, it's much easier to take a men's design head and put a lady's shaft in and call it a ladies' golf club.
That's wrong.
Well, you know...
I'm so glad you did what you... I'm glad you did what you did. I'm glad Ping came out and said, you know, women are different, hello, physiologically. I have to use a man's weight shaft. I'm strong. If you're strong, you need to have a different specs. And in fact, some people put me in senior clubs. So what would Ping do with someone, you know, when you're kind of strong and they say, okay, you should probably play with a senior, men's senior club?
Well, that happens all the time. When you have a female golfer that has the opportunity to play a lot more golf than maybe once a week, you know, we'll put them into a men's lightweight golf club, which is a senior golf club. When you really think about it, golf clubs are sort of categorized as someone's speed or athleticism. And you look at the LPGA Touring Golf Professionals, I don't think there is one female golfer out there that has laid shafts in the club. So, you know, they're playing what we call a men's equipment, but they're actually playing just firmer shafts, longer clubs. But for the average female golfer, you know, who swings it much slower, you need the lightest and a flexible shaft to make it more forgiving. Also, the design of the head needs to be have a lot more loaf than gravity. So that would help them.
Okay, I just want all women to know, you know, if some guy says, who's fitting you, that you probably should be using a senior, men's senior, don't feel, you know, strange. Happened to me. I adopted it, and it works very well. We're going to come back, talk some more about Ping drivers and other special services offered by Ping. This is Joey Castillo, the Castillo family. You know, I was almost going to call you the Castillo Mafia. Saw a great a great putt on television just now on Golf Channel. Wow, was that a putt? Okay, we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Last week when Ben Wright was on, he was so cute. He said, I used this ball, and I probably can't say the name of it. And I said, say the name of it. We don't, you know, it's not, there's so many companies creating clubs, balls, whatever. You know, we're not going to, everybody uses what they like. It's like those drivers we're talking about. You like the look of it? That's probably the most important part of playing with it. Other than it being fit for you, that's the most important part of it, actually. But in your mind, it better look really good. Let's give away Nike Power Distance PD Longs because Alakai Mechanical is celebrating their 37th birthday, and they are giving you a dozen Nike PD Long ball. And we're going to thank the duct cleaning division of Alakai Mechanical. Alakai Mechanical, your AC is running and it's time to clean your ducts. Don't forget, you got to clean your ducts. So call A, Alakai Mechanical, B, whether it's a condo, an office building, or a business, C, they are your experts on call. That's Alakai Mechanical. The number to call is 296-5467. 296-5467. And remember, You can only win golf balls once every 6 months. Yes, I had to say that. But give us a call. 18th caller wins. Now, you've got... Ping will put almost any shaft request in their product.
That's correct.
You will... If somebody has a special shaft, they want it ordered from somebody, like the Aloha Golf Center will bring it in. Or will you bring it in?
Well, more than likely, these large manufacturers like Ping will probably have the shaft even before those repair shops.
Okay.
Repair shops. But Ping is also proud of the proprietary shaft. In fact, a lot of times, that shaft sells 80, 85% of the time with the golf club. And what that means is Ping engineers that design the club head, they love designing the shaft to match with that club head. They'll have companies like Aldila, Zappalo, and USP, Fujikura, make the shaft for them, but it's designed by the Ping engineers.
Got it. Okay, good. And you have a serial number on your club.
They've been doing it for years. We have a very large database at the factory. What's nice about that serial number, one, if you forget the specifications of your golf club, you can look it up. You can go to a Ping retailer, they can help you look it up, find out what the specification is when you purchase it. And hate to say it, but sometimes you've lost your club, it's got stolen, and if you log your serial number in your record, you can claim it to be yours.
That's pretty nice.
That's pretty
nice. You offered different color paint spills.
That's correct. Bubba Watson is one of our true players that take advantage of that. As everybody, a lot of people know, he loves the color pink. So if you look at his irons and his woods, it all has paint still pink. And some of the things I forget to share with my consumers, but you can have us put your favorite color in the irons, woods, or anything.
That's important.
Absolutely.
Okay, and when you request a digital loft, how do you do that?
Well, many of our drivers have a very small neck, so you're unable to alter the driver to be open, closed, flat, or upright.
Right.
But how it works is you can request, let's say you wanted a 10.5 driver. When the golf club is created, they're not always exactly 10.5. And maybe you don't want a 10.5 driver. Maybe you want it 11.0. What we'll do is, with all the heads unshafted, and we'll take your request and digitally laser loft them until we find the head to your request. And then we'll use that head and shaft it. So basically, you know, it's out of our control to bend a short hosed neck driver, but we can grab a whole bunch of them and go through them until we find your request.
Wow.
That's why we also have the I-15 driver. The I-15 driver is more tour-inspired. It has a pencil neck, a long neck. We can take that driver, put it on a sophisticated bike, and bend it upright, bend it flat, open and close. It's another way of doing it.
Okay. You know, we could talk for hours about open and close. And by the way, you know, the whole idea of going in and getting your club fit for you is sometimes you can actually make your ball go straight depending on how that head is on that shaft, okay? So just think about that. When you go to buy your club, make sure you go and have them fit for you. Talk to someone like Joey Castillo. How do they get in touch with you, Joey?
Well, on a website, pinggolf.com, I post all my demo days. So I'm doing a demo day almost every weekend. They can meet me at the golf course on the map.
Okay, good. So you just have to keep telling me when the demo days are, okay? It's like having the head 2 degrees closed. You know, it helps one person that I know who uses a golf club. It helps that person, even though he doesn't finish the way he's supposed to come down on the swing, ball goes straight. It's amazing. So these things can help you, and you need to learn about them. Joey Castillo, thanks for being on. By the way, Ping started making putters. When did you guys start making all the rest of your clubs?
Putters,
the first golf club built was a putter in 1959.
It was 59?
About in 1959 was the first golf club that Carson Stoheim created in Redwood City, California, out of his garage with his son, now CEO, John Stoheim. And that first golf club was called the Ping 1A. And when you struck a putt with it, it made the sound ping.
Ping. Yeah.
Yes, and the reason got the name.
Is the reason I'm saying all this, Danielle actually has a reason for saying this, because the next guest on our show is the stroke pioneer, Maggie Will, who is, she has a whole section in the best putting instruction golf book ever. It's actually the best putting instruction book ever put out by Golf Magazine. And she is the stroke pioneer, Maggie Will, three-time winner on the LPGA Tour. And she is right on the air with us now.
Welcome. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm very good. Ironically, I won all three of my tour wins with a ping putter.
All right.
I knew there was a cosmic connection here. Thank you so much, Joey, for being on the show. It's a pleasure. We'll do this again.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Hello.
You have a great day. And, Maggie, I had no idea. I did not know when I scheduled Ping to be on to talk about their drivers that you played with a Ping putter. And I just think it's just wonderful. That's why I'm laughing. It's so good to have you on the show. And I was looking, how did you get the name Stroke Pioneer?
Well, actually, I think it was David DeNunzio who put our book together. He said we gotta come up with something here. And I said, well, it's called the brush stroke in my eyes, is what I tell my students, because it's the putting stroke is like a paint stroke. So to me, it's like I'm brushing forward. You know, they call it a golf swing and they call it a putting stroke. They don't call it a putting swing, ironically.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, he sort of said, well, you know, I think this is kind of unique. No one's really ever written this. And I said, well, it's sort of a culmination of a lot of things I learned from a lot of different people. And so he sort of came up with the pioneer part of it. But
it sounds good.
It's worked, yeah.
I like it. And if we want to get in touch with you, we should get in touch with you at the Gmail address, the brushstroke putting?
Yeah, brushstrokeputting at gmail.com, or just you can go to brushstrokeputting.com.
Brushstrokeputting.com.
Yes.
Tell us about why you call it a brush stroke.
Because I think of whenever you're painting, and you have the handle of the paintbrush, and then you have the paint on the end of the brush part. And if you were to whip that the brush part past the handle, you would fly paint all over the room, correct?
Yes.
So that's what people are doing out there with their putting, is they're flying that putter head past the handle, and they're getting putts that go flying past the hole, or they miss strike them and they come up short. Generally speaking, they'll come up to the left. They come up left and short, or long and left, trying to get it there. So I found that whenever you keep that handle just slightly forward at impact, as if you were painting and did not let that putter head pass the handle at impact, you'd hit it more solid, and you get a more consistent distance control. And so that, to me, it feels like I'm brushing. I'm sort of painting that ball down my line.
Oh, that's good. I love the feel, the technique that you provide. You know, you have the sense, there's of the pendulum stroke, the arc stroke, the brush stroke. So yours is the brush stroke.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Can I ask you a question? I was watching Shin-Ai On on Golf Channel. Of course, this is delayed because they're going out to a party tonight.
Yeah, they're well finished for the day. Ooh, don't tell anyone.
The putting surface at Evian is just beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Hard to imagine they're getting ready to tear that entire complex up and redo it just to become a major, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, I guess, you know, they're going to make this amphitheater sort of feel to it, which is great and grand and lovely, and I'm glad they're doing it. Let me ask you, as an LPGA player, having won three times on the tour, what do you think of five majors?
Someone asked me that the other day, and I said, wow, I wish it had been around when I came along. Maybe I would have won a major. One extra chance a year, right? 22 years, I had 12 extra chances, maybe.
That's true.
But I think it's great. I think that Frank's come along at a time when our tour needs a little boost in the arm, a little pizzazz. How do I wish he was here in the United States, and we were getting that here. But we have become a worldwide tour, and that's just where we are right now. And I think it's terrific that someone has that much interest in us and is willing to put together a terrific amount of money and a long-term commitment.
I do, too. I'm
providing a lot of stability, I think.
And stability. I'm absolutely thrilled as well. We are KHU Honolulu, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Heidi Pagaran of IAEA, congratulations. It's so good to see a brand new winner. Yay! You get the golf balls. And a woman. It's so good to have women, you know, playing and believing they can win. It's awesome. Now, I'm going to ask you about someone who's close and dear to our hearts here in Hawaii and around the world. And there's two people who move the needle, Tiger and Michelle. And I don't know who the next person is going to do that. I think Rory's interesting. I think Rory's going to have to learn a lot quickly. But about Michelle going to the belly putter, your thoughts on that?
David Lebeter is a very good friend of mine, and I was with him this winter, and I said, oh, boy, I sure would like to have a little bit of time with Michelle. I think, she was on to something when Dave Stockton was helping her. I think a lot of our views are very similar. I think all she needed was a little bit of a grip alteration to make the stroke work for her, what he was telling her. I think Phil's the same way. They're awfully close to what they need.
You mean Phil Mickelson?
Yes. If you're close, if you practice anything enough, you can make it consistent enough and make it work. And that's what makes this world go around. And that's why we've seen swings such as Nancy Lopez and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, which are all different but excellent at impact. We've seen them work, and we've seen them make tremendous amount of wins and all that sort of great stuff. I'm personally not a huge fan of the belly putter. I think she's going to do well with it temporarily. Anybody who makes a change, the first thing they do when they make the change is they increase their grip pressure. And in putting, you need more grip pressure than what you've been taught. That keeps that putter head from flying by too much at impact. So I think that works. I think that you have to be incredibly accurate on your ball position when you're using the belly putter. If you have it slightly too far back, you're going to drive it in the ground. Slightly too far forward, and you're going to pop it up into the air or kind of skimp up on the ball and not get it to roll properly. But if you practice it enough and you get consistent enough and you're dedicated enough with your ball position, it can work. It certainly can work. It goes in line with the pendulum stroke. I like the brush stroke personally because I think it takes away a lot of those inconsistencies. Your ball position, as long as it's forward of your sternum, you know, anywhere half an inch to say up to 2 inches, and that handle stays forward through impact, you're going to hit it solid. And that's, I think we know we have to hit our driver solid. We know we have to hit our wedges solid. We know we have to hit, you know, our three wood solid. But for some reason, we don't strike our putter solid. We putt for the miss is what most people do. And luckily out on tour, people say, well, why aren't more people doing this? And you're going to go right back to this Evian thing. The surfaces on tour are so hard and so fast that you just have to look at the ball the wrong way and it'll start rolling for you.
I like that.
So most of us aren't fortunate enough to play in those type of conditions all of the time. So therefore, striking, you know, having a solid strike on that ball with the putter face is more important for you and I not playing on the tour than someone who is playing on the tour.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're playing for money, so it's very important. But for us to play for fun and to want to come back and play some more, it's more important. And this the best putting instruction book ever. Did you have fun doing this? Because the pictures are very, very good. You have great illustrations.
We had a great time with the project. I was very fortunate to get asked to do the project. There's 9 gentlemen and myself. I told them, oh, I'm glad that I was the token girl. They gave me chapter 5, the centerfold. That'll be my first and last centerfold, I'm sure. it was a really neat experience to be around. And truthfully, the brightest minds in putting, it's everyone having their idea, their theory. They've trained hard at it. They've worked. They've watched it. They've taught it to others, and it was very, very enlightening to me. Even though I sort of had my ideas going into it, when we all got together on a couple of occasions to talk about the book and the layout and how it would work with David DiNunzio, our organizer with Time Inc. and Golf Magazine, and then we had a couple different photo shoots around the country, and we all presented our material. I wrote for the better part of 6 months, even after I had already written a lot of stuff, organizing, reorganizing, trimming down, and then taking a lot of different photos of things that I thought were important. And then when we got there, they used all of that material, and it was kind of neat because you're actually there giving a lesson to the crew, and that was a lot of fun to see them smile and sink some putts, and they said at the end, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do now.
which pro am I going to follow?
right, but the book is at time it can be overwhelming, but most of the people that I've spoken with, I say, you want to just sort of read through it, kind of get the general idea of each person's theory or thoughts. Mike Adams doesn't really necessarily talk about the putting stroke, but, your rhythm and your pace. There's another section in there on aim point, how to read the greens. So it's not all, putting stroke instruction, but there are several different theories on the putting stroke. And then, you'll sort of find the one that you tend to gravitate to.
Well, you also can use some from some and some from, when you talk about, I wanted to ask you about reading the greens. We don't have enough time to do that this time. And maybe you'll help us another time and be on the show again, because I'm watching the greens at Evian.
Yes.
And there's some mean turns in those greens.
Right. I had a gentleman teach me at one point. He said, imagine if the green was all glass and it's pouring down rain, where would the rain water run to?
Yeah, I've heard that too, but these are going around these are coming back.
Circles off. Now you're talking about the Broadmoor and the famous statue out there, right?
Yeah.
Will Rogers, I mean, he played tricks with people out there. Why? You guys do the same thing out there. Come on.
Yes,
you got the wind, you have the grain, you have the mountains. Oh,
right.
I remember playing out there.
You are a joy to talk to. I'm looking forward to our next time. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. Aloha.
Aloha. It is the best putting instruction book ever. Get it. You can find it at Amazon. I'll go online. Or, you know what? If you go over to, what is the name of that poor book company that's going out of Borders? I know. I want to go get a Kindle. They're probably sold out. But you may find it there. The best putting instruction book ever. Great pictures. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window system to cooling towers across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back in the clubhouse. I just have to mention something completely, you know, not golf-related, but it's just an amazing coincidence that Amy Winehouse reportedly passed away, reportedly a drug overdose. She was 27, and she joined the, quote, 27 Club because Kurt Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, and Jimi Hendrix all died from probably the same things at the age of 27. Rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. Welcome to the show. We've got from the beautiful land of Ireland, Ted Vickie. Now, he's from the East Coast, and he goes over to Ireland and hangs over there and does his PhD study. He was over at the Open having a grand time following Phil Mickelson, who was the beauty of Phil was that he was smiling on a links course. Welcome, Ted.
Top of the morning to you, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent, sir. You know, about golf was on earlier in the show, talking about
right.
physical fitness and about the European Tour and the holistic approach to golf. And even including not just, you know, letting the players into the trailers, so to speak, but the families of the players are included in their physical fitness, holistic approach to golf. I think it's a fabulous idea. It's one thing for one person in the family to try to be, you know, physically fit, but the whole family's got to get into it.
It's a family affair. It has to
be. Yeah, it has to be. Absolutely. Now, Ted Vickie, the reason I bring up physical fitness is because he was at the White House and actually put together the physical fitness routines for three presidents of the United States. The most physically fit of them, you say, was our last President Bush.
George W. Bush, the most fit man I've ever met.
Isn't that something? I never thought about him as being fit. I have incorporated in my own fitness program, Mr. Vickie, the backwards sideways in my treadmill running.
And you haven't fallen off yet, so I'm happy to report that.
No, I have not fallen off yet. And whenever I feel like I've gone too far, I grab the handles.
That's what they're there for.
That's exactly what they're there for. So how was the British Open?
The Open.
Oh, of course it's
slapped.
The Open. I know.
Slap for saying the British Open.
I understand.
But it was fantastic. It was my third one, as you know, and I was a spotter for ESPN, and people always ask me, what is a spotter? Are you the one that looks for the lost golf ball? And the answer is no. I walk with the players. I keep scores. Imagine if you go to the production truck of ESPN. They've got 50 television monitors going on. They don't know who's hitting or what the score is or the order off the tee. So that's my job.
So you're telling the guys in the booth,
that Phil Mickelson is now on his third shot. Tell us what you're saying, because you know the they're in the trailers, they're in the booth, they've got all the monitors, they've got the headset on, and you're communicating with a technical director or you're with someone who's just close to the TD, who's close to the director. So you're feeding this information. What are you saying to him?
I'm feeding the information, and there are 29 of us on the course this year. So there were guys on the par threes doing the club order. There were guys doing wind and distance. The players that we knew that the Americans wanted to follow, Mickelson, Kim, Clark, there were people with them the whole time. I had the honor, I think, of being with Phil Mickelson on the last day, one of the best front nines of golf I've ever seen. So I'd say Mickelson, third shot from the fairway on the par five. And then what's interesting is 10 seconds later, what I just said, Mike Tirico says, we're going to the fifth hole. This is Phil Mickelson's shot, third shot for birdie. And it was the information that I gave.
Isn't that, so, you know, and what if Mr. Tirico got the wrong information from you? He wouldn't be able to blame Ted Vickie for that, would he?
No, and I did. I said Phil was going for a birdie on, I think it was 14. It was really for par. And I checked with my BBC counterparts, and I said, correction, it's for par, before Mike could say anything.
Phew. Thank goodness, because, you know, I've been in that position. People feeding other people who are on the air information is, you're one of the most critical aspects and the most unsung of heroes. You know, they can't get on the air and say, you know, Ted Vickie said, and I so good for you, congratulations for catching yourself. So tell us about watching Phil with those birdies. He's tied for the lead.
He had an eagle in there. It was this was an interesting course in Sandwich. My favorite was St. Andrews. This one, the town, there are no Holiday Inns or Hilton hotels. They're little small hotels. There are people traveling an hour and a half every day to get there. So it's a little small area right off the coast. And the atmosphere, Phil was a fan favorite. People say New York, he's a fan favorite. Pebble Beach, he's a fan favorite. He was there too. The loudest cheers I heard were coming from Phil. And I really thought I was looking at history. If you look at his 4 days, he wasn't on the leaderboard the first, second, or third day, but then he started to birdie. He got onto the leaderboard. People, the atmosphere just changed. You could feel the atmosphere. I actually had trouble walking the course. You know, I had the badge. I'm on the inside, but there were people pushing the ropes together just to see a look at Phil. And then it was the rain. You know, as you said, I live in Ireland. It rains here every day. I have never been in rain like that before. In fact, I put a tweet out that I think you saw. I've been drier in a pool than I was standing on the 11th tee.
And you play
water
pool. Yeah, water polo. Thank you very much.
It was incredible. It was raining up, and Phil took a little bit of time there on the 11th. I've played in some of those conditions. Your hands are wet. The grips are wet. You can't see. And really, it was 11 and 12. He missed that little what was it, a par putt that really started to the wheels started to come off.
Uh-huh.
Darren Clark played an excellent round. You know, he was in the middle of fairway. He wasn't trying anything fancy, and really, for as Frank said earlier, the Northern Ireland, it's the size of Hawaii, 1.8 million people. To have three champions,
yeah,
incredible.
It is incredible. Why do you think that is? All right, just throw something out.
I think part of it is the culture of golf here in Ireland. It's not a country club sport. It is what the PGA wants us to have in the States, where it's the common man sport. You can go out and you could pay 20, 30 euros for a round, and you could play it. It's not hundreds of dollars to play golf. And being a member of a club isn't isn't a fancy country club, only the rich people can do it. It's something that the carpenters, the gas station attendants, the lawyers, they all get together and they belong to these small little clubs. So I think that's where it comes from. It's ingrained at the beginning.
Okay. The accessibility, I think, is lost on us. A Lynx course like St. Andrews is a park for people to go and have a picnic on if no one's playing, right?
Right. And I think on Sundays at St. Andrews, they do that on the 18th. You can have picnics.
All right. So you walk your dog on the course. You know,
hopefully you clean up after the dog, but well, yes, you walk the dog.
Yes. That's the kind of course becomes a part of your life. It's not we're going to the golf course through the gates to get in and park. We're going to drive there. We're going to park the car, and we're going to walk over, and it's a stroll. It's a stroll to the golf course, and the golf course is a stroll, and it's a part of my. It's living. It's a living part of your community, and that's the difference, I think. And I think you're dead on. I think you're absolutely right. Phil Mickelson said he didn't like Lynx golf for a long time.
No.
He said he changed his mind. He was going to change his attitude. He was going to play like it was his first time. Apparently it worked.
Yeah, you could see it. And it was something special. And Anthony Kim played a great round on Sunday. Dustin Johnson had a chance until he hit it out of bounds. I think it was on 14.
Yep.
But it was a great event. I've already made my reservations. Next year it's at St. Anne's in Lytham. So I will be there for my fourth consecutive Open.
Are you going to be a spotter for ESPN?
If they'll have me, I'll be back.
If they'll have you. You're so good. And we were talking last Michael Patrick Shields and Bob Bupka and I about meeting at Lytham for a party next year. So who knows?
Do it. Maybe we'll have the show from there.
Yes. Yes, that would be fun. I'd have to drag you over from ESPN and say, excuse me, I have first dibs on him for this part of the show. Thanks
you
for
will have first dibs.
Thank you for being on with me this morning. It's a pleasure talking to you, as always. And I'm looking forward to you coming over and doing at Ko'olina what we've talked about, a fitness program at Ko'olina in the future, okay?
Looking at the fall.
Okay, say hi to your dad.
I will, thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank these people for making this golf show possible, because without them, it would not be. It's as simple as that. The golf club literally is built by Poipu Bay Golf Course. Combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr., bordered by the Emerald Green Mountains, the 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient worship places, the Heiau, you'll enjoy your walk through Poipu Bay. And for Kama'aina, it's $55. Take your driver's license. You got to show that you're Kama'aina. Awaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel counters. You know what? You don't know what you need, but you need something like that? Call Awaka'i Mechanical. We're continuing the Nike golf ball giveaway next weekend. And congratulations to this weekend's winner, Heidi. Those golf balls are going to you via priority mail. Star Protection. Now listen, for property threat and risk assessment, you need to have them come over and check it out. Protect your home, your business, your concert, your special event, maybe the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection. It's what you need in Hawaii and in California. Available Star Protection. By the way, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, you know, if this is something that works for you, they're in the process of hiring an executive director to oversee the tournament. They're looking for a new nonprofit host organization to run the event. The PGA Tour requires it. So, you know what? Hyundai Tournament of Champions, looking for a new person to run the event as well as a charity to be associated with it. You may want to put in your applications soon, because you know it's gonna be decided upon very quickly. They're not going to wait long. So I want to thank you for your mana. Thank you for being with us. Mana is energy, spirit. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.